The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. I'm so jazzed that you are with us today. We have a great program. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we are going to be talking about a high school new last year here in our area, serving all the surrounding communities. It's called Valor Christian High School, and Luke Patterson and Dustin Smith are with us today. But before we get to that, we are going to say hello and welcome to Len Pine. He's calling us from Boundary County. He is a Boundary County chaplain, kind of the lead chaplain of the chaplain corps up there. Hey, Len, thank you for calling.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I understand that you and your team have a very special memorial service planned coming up next week, right?
We do. We do. The years since, 23 years now? Since 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, 2001.
I think for many people, maybe it's gotten pushed into the background a little bit, but for many, the images of that day, the memories of that day are still starkly visible in our memories and our emotions. And we think it's important to remember what was done then, to remember the sacrifices that were made, to remember the impact that it had upon our nation. And so we make it as in our Boundary County Chaplain Corps has made it a prime goal to keep those things in the forefront of the minds of the community. And so we've annually held this 9/11 memorial to call to remembrance what was done and the sorrows, and yet the victories and the strength of our nation that were made apparent in that day. And so we're looking forward to doing that again this year.
I like it. I just think it's wonderful that you are continuing to remember what happened in 9/11 and to remind people not just what happened in terms of the attack, but how the country pulled together, how mm-hmm. churches were filled,
right.
And there was just a wonderful attitude of communion at that time. All right, so remind our listeners, it's the date September 11th. They're in Boundary
yep.
County. Where, when, what time, where do they show up?
You got it. So, yes, 9/11 on next Wednesday. It will be down at the county fairgrounds. There's a large pavilion there. There's basketball courts and things like that in there that are used regularly, but makes a wonderful place for a rain or shine meeting. It will be there in the pavilion at the fairgrounds at 5:30 p.m. Next Wednesday. And we'll be doing some there's bell ceremonies that are bells of remembrance and presentation of the colors and some readings and some other things that just kind of pull those events back into focus for us and sharpen our memories.
All right. It sounds wonderful. Next Wednesday, September 11th, 5:30 in the afternoon at the Boundary County Fairgrounds.
Right.
Len, his team, other first responders will be participating with you. It sounds wonderful, Len.
Yes.
Thank you for
yes.
doing that, and thank your team and all the people involved.
Well, absolutely. And if someone wants to contact me about either involvement or some further details, I'd welcome that. Probably the simplest
is
thing.
Your website.
Well, my email,
okay.
I think, would be
give
the
it
best.
To us right now.
Yeah, Len Pine, LENPINE, at Gmail.
All right, lenpine@gmail.com. Get all the other information. Len, you're great. You're going to have to come down here and be in the studio with me one of these days, all right?
Well, I always
Thank
enjoy
you.
Doing that, and I look forward to doing it the next time.
All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. All the best to you. God bless.
Yeah, blessings to you, and thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. All right. You guys heard it. Next Wednesday at the Boundary County Fairgrounds, 5:30 in the afternoon. So as promised, next up here in the studio are two representatives, co-founder, board president, Luke Patterson, and principal, Dusty Smith. They are here to talk about valor. We've got that first break coming up right now. We're going to it for you.
We interrupt our scheduled programming to bring you breaking news.
Vintage Style Flea Market opens at the Rusty Trunk in Bonner's Ferry, 1607 Main Street, Friday and Saturday, now through September. Old fleas become new fleas. Old stuff is your new stuff. Stop in, visit with your neighbors, pick up something you never knew you wanted. The Rusty Trunk and Flea Market Days, Friday and Saturday, Bonner's Ferry. Not in Bonner's Ferry? No problem. Visit the Rusty Trunk in Ponderay, across from the animal shelter.
Do you know the secret of losing up to 1 pound of fat per day? At Spokane Weight Loss, we know the secret. Our unique doctor-supervised program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively. If you love to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, preparing meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, call Spokane Weight Loss today at 509-485-8785.
I'm Don from Spokane. I've lost over 65 pounds and 26 inches. Now, I have more energy than I have had in years, and my health has improved so much that I'm off of insulin.
Most patients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month. That's half a pound to a pound a day. For your free private weight loss consultation, call Spokane Weight Loss today, 509-485-8785. That's 509-485-8785. Ask about our new body contouring services. Lose up to 2 inches immediately after the first session. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Spokane Fair is Friday, September 6th to Sunday, September 15th.
All school employees, private and public, receive free admission all day, Sunday, September 15th for STCU. Free admission for School Employees Day. Learn more at thespokanefair.com.
Labor Day is coming, a 3-day weekend.
And the start of football.
So, what should we do?
Let's get a new TV. And this time, a good one.
Like a Samsung or LG or Sony?
Exactly. A top-rated model.
But those are expensive.
Not if we know where to shop.
Like online or at the club?
No way. At Video Only. They'll give us up to $500 for our old TV.
Off the sale price?
Yep. At Video Only, we can get the top-rated TV we want and pay less than online or at the club.
All right, let's go check out their deals, or...
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't...
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. As promised, Valor High School, Valor Christian High School, is our focus for today. Luke Patterson, welcome to the program. Dusty Smith, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Luke, as co-founder and board president, help our audience understand what your vision is for this school.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a big part of it goes back to the whole project of Western civilization. What is it that makes Western civilization unique? And I would say that really incorporates what we're trying to do at this school. We are trying to shape the next generation to faithfully serve Jesus in whatever they do, whether that's in family, in vocation, in education, starting businesses. And we recognize that in order for that to occur, we have to be doing some very specific, intentional things in their education. And so That's kind of the focus, right? We're thinking about our graduates. How are they going to live out in the culture, in the community? What impact are they going to make? And we've been working our way backward from there. And when it comes to the history of Western civilization, I think we can see that play out. If we actually go back and look, how did the West grow and begin to succeed in all the different areas which it has? I would make the case that Christian education played an incredible impact in that. The formation of the minds, the ethics, the values of those who are doing different things in the community really is central. And if you take that away, then by and large, you're going to see a decrease in all of those successful aspects of a society.
You know, it's interesting to me that so many of our, not just America, but our founding and foundational documents, whether it's the Magna Carta and other things that happened in Europe, and especially here in America, are based on Christian values. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. You don't, I mean, it is the truth, whether you believe in God or not, or believe in Jesus Christ, still the foundational is there, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a moral ethic that undergirds every civilization. And right now, I see in the broader context of society, there's a wrestling that's occurring as to what is that moral foundation.
Yes.
And my question is, well, where does that come from? It has to come from somewhere. Either we determine that ourselves, we kind of make up, here's what we think is right, or that comes from outside of us. And as a Christian, I believe it has come out from outside of us, from God, and that those are the things that we must be teaching our the next generation, our children,
you
so that
what?
They know where it comes from.
Yes. What I love about this, I feel like I'm in a conversation with a teacher at Valor Christian High School right now, talking about these issues the way we are, but doing it with our 9th, 10th, and 11th graders. I like it. Another thought, I remember last year, Luke, you talked about you wanted parents, you encourage parents to really consider the end result that they're looking for their kids when they're making these educational decisions, really having kind of a long view. Talk to our parents and grandparents and students that are listening today.
Absolutely. Yes, I do remember that. And I would just say that it doesn't happen by accident. You can't expect something, an end result, if you aren't making the incremental steps that will lead to that result. And I think so oftentimes we put our kids in a school and we kind of detach that from what we're wanting to see at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And I would just encourage families to really think through, what in the best case scenario, what does your child's life look like across the different dimensions of that life, social, family, marriage, work, participation, involvement in church, in the community. And I would encourage you to ask yourself the question, how is my child going to get there? What do they need? And there's obviously things that I need to be doing at home as a parent.
Yes.
But you can do so much at home, but there's a lot of hours that our kids are away from us at school.
Yes.
There's a lot of time that they're spending, and there are values and morals and a worldview that is being shaped in our students, and it just depends on which school they're going to. They're going to have a certain kind of worldview.
You know, one question we want to get on the table a couple of times today is how people can be in touch with you. As they listen to the conversation, they may want more information, or they may want to tell someone about this. So how can people find you?
Our website is valorsandpoint.com, and you will find a whole bunch of stuff there. We've put a lot of content. We tried to answer questions. There's also ways that you can contact us that are available on the website. We are on all the big social media apps and insights that are out there. So valorsandpoint.com, go there and you'll find everything that you need.
Okay. One other question I know that's kind of the first thing that people want to ask is about accreditation. So tell our audience how and if and how you are accredited.
Absolutely. I mean, we're starting our second year tomorrow, and I'm pleased to report it's very unique that we've been able to do this, but we actually achieved our accreditation this last year.
In 1 year.
Yes. And not only So we are accredited through ACSI. That's the Association of Christian Schools International. But we're also dual accredited with Cognia, which is the accreditation organization that accredits most of the public schools. So that's great news. We're pleased to be able to announce that and offer that kind of stamp of approval from an outside institution who's looked at the program that we've developed so far, how we've structured our education, our systems, our processes, and they feel that we are doing an excellent job. And that's going to be a good benefit to our graduates when they graduate Valor and want to move on to whatever's next.
You know, and so for both of those accreditation entities, they are both accepted at colleges and universities across America. They recognize
Indeed.
These accreditations. That's important.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, let me turn my attention. Dusty Smith. Why did I say Dusty Miller? Is that a singer? Somebody's a singer that's got that name. Sorry. Anyway, the principal, you're the new principal at Valor Christian High School. So tell us just a little bit about your background and how you came into this position.
I'd like to do that. So I'm just getting ready to start my 20th year in education. I grew up in Western Montana, graduated from Ronan High School. And when I was graduating high school, you know, I wanted to become a teacher. I wanted a chance to disciple young students. And so that's what I've got a chance to do, like I said, for the last 20 years. I've been a math teacher for about 8 of those years. And then I spent a couple years abroad in Morocco as a math teacher and vice principal. And then we've been back in Montana for about 5 years. And in the last year, kind of discovered Valor through the website that Luke talked about and began the process of application. And we're here, ready to get started for a new year.
I like it. That's exciting. So a lot of experience. Are you also teaching in your role as principal?
Yeah. So this year I'm going to be teaching an algebra class and a geometry class throughout the day. And then the rest of the time I'll be devoted to principaling.
Okay. So 9th, 10th, and 11th grades this year, and looking forward to adding the 12th senior year next year. Before we went on the air, you were talking about how the classes, the schedules, and the curriculum work. If you can explain that to our audience, what is in the curriculum, and then how do the students, I don't know, study those blocks or move from class to class?
Sure. Yeah. So like Luke mentioned, we have a 4-day week, and during a normal school day, it's broken up into 7 periods. They're about 60 minutes each. And just in the course of a normal day, our students can have a Bible class, math, science, literature course, writing or logic. They're also going to have a history. And then this year, they're going to have PE and music on alternating days.
Okay, so 4-day week is, I think that is excellent. I like that because it allows for parents to have a day that they can be at home with their kids or out and about, whether it's just something as simple as shopping or skiing. But do you, as a school, ever organize that 5th day for an event?
We have not. Did that happen at all last year, Luke?
No.
Yeah, so our office will be open on Mondays this year. So if parents needed to come in, if we needed to have some meetings, we could do that.
Is that your day? That's your day that's off. So you're, what is the, what are the 4 days?
Yeah,
that you're...
So our students are in session Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
Monday is the day our students are not on campus, but we're using that just as an operational work day. And you know, parents could come in for meetings. If we had new students applying, they could get tours of the building.
Excellent. Yeah. And so students can transfer in. What are you looking for, Dusty, when parents come in, they want information? What are you looking for from that family or those students that would encourage you to really want them in your school?
Yeah, I think, you know, a couple things I'd look for. One is wanting to see in the parents that they are wanting more than just to be different from whatever educational background they've been involved in. So just to say, like, you know, we want to get out of public school or we think we're done homeschooling. I want to know what is it about us that's different that they want to add to what they've been doing. You know, I often talk to parents. We have a statement of faith on our website, and I encourage them, you know, both parents to look through that. look through it with their child and just really question if they feel that they, you know, what they believe lines up with the school. We want to make sure that they don't come in, you know, just with a misunderstanding of what they're going to be learning and what sort of moral foundation we're building on.
Exactly. That's excellent. All right. We are up against a break. We're going to do that break right now. Stick around. We've got a lot more for you.
Bondo. You need Bondo.
Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Look, I'm not going to tell you you have to have a Camas Rewards card when you come to Northern Quest. You don't. You don't have to earn points on every dollar you spend here or enjoy prize entries, dining discounts, pre-sale concert tickets, and so on. Heck, you don't even have to receive free cash money for doing what you already do here. After all, free country, right? Camas Rewards, for all the ways you play.
Ever since we started Tuesdays at Northern Quest, with a capital 2, our Camas Club members can't get enough. So we're giving them more with $2 Coors Light, Miller Lite, Blue Moon, and Hot Valley Bubble Stash. Plus $2 food specials, 2x the points, double promotion entries, and too many more perks to list here. So grab your Camas Rewards card and make the most of your Tuesday with Tuesdays, only at Northern Quest.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Labor Day is coming, a three-day weekend.
And the start of football.
So, what should we do?
Let's get a new TV. And this time, a good one.
Like a Samsung or LG or Sony?
Exactly. A top-rated model.
But those are expensive.
Not if we know where to shop.
Like online or at the club?
No way. At Video Only. They'll give us up to $500 for our old TV.
Off the sale price?
Yep. At Video Only, we can get the top-rated TV we want and pay less than online or at the club.
All right, let's go check out their deals, or...
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't...
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Luke Patterson. He's the co-founder and the board president for Valor Christian High School right here in Sandpoint, but serving a wide community. And new this year, Dusty Smith is the principal at Valor. Welcome back in to all of you and to our guests. Starting with you, Luke, again, talk to our audience about what you feel are your important accomplishments last year, because that was your first year. And so what are you really proud of for you and your staff?
There's so many things. I mean, a big, big thing is that we achieved accreditation in our first year. That's pretty much unheard of. That was a ton of work by our staff, our volunteers, our team, to get to that point, to be able to get to have that stamp of approval on our diplomas that we'll be issuing our first ones at the end of next year. We also doubled in size from our student count. Even though we only added one grade, we've already doubled in size. We did add that new grade. We've hired new teachers. We're very excited about our teaching team. Those are some of the things, but there's been a lot.
Yes, yeah, it sounds like it. You've got a lot going on. And there are some new things, Dusty, this year that are being added to what you're offering. Tell our audience a bit about those.
Yeah, so we have some new course offerings, and then this is also the first year that we have an athletics program. So our volleyball team started practicing in August. They have their first game coming up on September 12th. We're going to be in the local sports league, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah. So what specific courses or curriculum did you add this year?
Yeah. So to build out from, you know, you think about the traditional science, math, history courses, we've added on a specific course called rhetorical writing, where students are going to learn how they craft persuasive arguments. They're going to look at that in the light of maybe how Paul wrote some of his epistles to the church, you know, exhorting them to have certain behaviors. And then it's also going to give them a chance to really focus on, you know, the audience they're writing to. How do they write those messages to meet their needs?
Indeed.
Yeah. And then
to do it yourself and don't rely on AI that doesn't know your audience. I mean, that is just, I don't know. I don't want to go there. That's not the program today. But, you know, to write yourself is so powerful through your life to be able to express yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so Luke, back to you. Dusty mentioned, I think, prayer or Bible study. So talk a little bit about the biblical worldview that you really is a big part of your curriculum, both Bible study and opening in prayer.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have Bible courses, the part of all 4 years. It's the first period of every day, and there are four different classes. And I would say you could sum them up by saying that the end goal is that our students would have a fully biblical worldview by the time they graduate. What that means is that they have learned to think biblically. I think so many times we think as Christians, okay, we're going to live out the Christian faith without thinking like a Christian. And it's like the actions come after the thinking and
yes.
The worldview, the way we see the world, the way we parse facts, the way that we think through ideas. And so very excited about those courses. We're seeing really great gains even in our first year amongst our students.
That's really exciting. Well, let me take this then from a biblical worldview to a worldview and some hot button issues that I know that everyone in any educational environment, whether it's genders or DEI or abortion and life, how does your school deal with those, some of those?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's almost impossible to answer those questions unless you have a transcendent standard of truth and morality. And we do, because we're Christians. We have the Bible, which is God's revealed word, where the answers to all of those things and more of those are all made clear to us. So yeah, to simplify it, God says that there's only two genders, and he's the one who determines who is who.
Yeah.
And we need to accept that and embrace that and do our best to be faithful with what he's done there. DEI, I think, is a dangerous thing that is a lot of Christian organizations unknowingly, because some of the language has been repurposed to sound kind of Christian. It can sound to a Christian like, oh, maybe this is actually a good idea. But really, I view it as a wolf in sheep's clothing. And at the end of that, it is those ideas are antithetical to true biblical Christianity.
You know, it's interesting to me, so many large corporations recently, say in the last year, 6 months, are changing and eliminating DEI policies that they've had on the books, and they're not teaching those classes, they're not making managers or employees go to these courses, because I think there's a variety of reasons, starting with their consumer base, but I think just something, you know, God moves and touches people's hearts to say, you know, this is not the way it should be.
Yeah, I think that there's a pragmatic side to that probably, right? There's like, okay, there's not, maybe the support is shifting. I think as Christians, though, that can't really be part of our thought process. We have to think about, what does God say?
Yeah.
What's going to glorify him? we need to make our decisions based off of that, not on the flow of cultural opinion. We have to be anchored as Christians, and I'm so thankful that we have that standard that's outside of ourselves to hold on to and to draw from.
And what a great thing that your students in a wonderful environment can discuss these things and learn what that view is and why that view is, why life is so precious. And what does that mean? How do you apply that out when you go out and encounter the world? Dusty, what about parents who may have their kids in a different school over here, but they want to bring their kids in for, like, your science classes, let's say, for example, or homeschool parents that want to come in for a class or two? Can that work, and how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. If there were parents who wanted to bring their student for part of the day, you know, maybe they want to take, like you said, a science class or a math class or a writing class, we would welcome their application, and we just kind of look through the courses we offer, and we could work with them to build a schedule that's going to meet their needs. I know a lot of times for parents that are homeschooling, the farther you get up in those specialty courses like writing and math, it gets more and more difficult to push your child and give them the feedback and instruction they need.
Yeah, so. I agree. And I think it's really great that they can choose. It's not all or nothing, that they can choose. And maybe even as they become more familiar with Valor, they might then the following year just register their students.
We'd love that.
Yeah, you would encourage that. Let's talk about cost, Luke, before we go on this next break. Basically, what does it cost? What should parents anticipate?
Yeah, our tuition right now is $6,500 for the whole year. That's across all the grades that we offer. We do as well have a tuition assistance program. So we have an application. It's pretty much means-based, and we will review that if finances are a struggle for a family. So far, we have not turned any family away due to finances.
Excellent.
We believe that families who really, really want the type of education that we're providing, we want to make that work for them. So just want to encourage families, if that number scares you or you don't quite know how you can make that work, please don't let that keep you from reaching out, from even going through the application process. We would love to see what we can do.
You know, that brings me my thinking to something that you mentioned before we went on the air, and that is that you have people and you invite people, anyone who supports this kind of education, to donate, to become donors to this, and that just expands the money that's available for scholarships or for help, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's worth saying, because we're a private Christian school, we take zero federal or state dollars. I think there are some pathways where we could conceivably take that, but we have decided we are unwilling. And really, that is because we want to maintain our ability to achieve our mission. And it's become pretty clear to me that so many Christian educational institutions who have decided over the years to accept those monies have, in the end, they've really lost the ability to control their curriculum, their programs, and at the end of the day, what they're shaping within the students. There's this line in the classic book, Pinocchio, where he becomes a boy and he says, "There's no strings on me anymore." And I think that's such a great metaphor for how we as Christians, as leaders of institutions, whether they're educational or otherwise, we need to fight to maintain our freedom to continue to glorify God and what it is we're doing.
Yeah.
We can't be controlled anymore by those who are in Washington or Boise. We need to be free from those encumbrances so that we can truly achieve our mission. And I want to just share that with those who are listening. If you like what you're hearing about our program and why we're doing what we're doing, the outcomes that we're trying to see, and you would like to support us, please reach out. Again, valorsandpoint.com. There's a link at the top that says giving. You can go there and make any type of a gift. And that is how we're able to provide that financial assistance that I mentioned. That's all from donors in our community. That's how we're able to kind of make the difference as we're still getting established and working on our numbers. please reach out there. We even have a $10 a month option. And that's like two lattes, right? For two lattes, giving those up, giving us $10 a month, that can make a difference in what we're trying to achieve here.
Every bit helps in situations like this. You know, it makes me think real quick about, I mean, the big, at least in my head, the example we have is Hillsdale. Is it college or university now?
College.
That they have never and will never accept. And they are just so academically sound and so respected. And yet they are able. Of course, they've got a donor fund that you aspire to.
Indeed, yes.
But they've earned it. These years. All right, we are up against a break we're going to take. It's our last break, so stick around. We've got more.
Runners and walkers, grab your sneakers and join the Bonner General Health Foundation's third annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. Family and friends are sure to have a good time at our superhero-themed 1K and 5K on September 14th. The race starts and finishes at City Beach, starting at 10 a.m. for the 5K and 11 a.m. for the 1K. After both races, the after party starts hopping with music, food, drinks, and fun, all on the lawn of Trinity at City Beach. For more information, go to bonnergeneral.org/foundation. You won't want to miss it.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
When it's time to change your windshield, you might think it's just glass and no big deal. Actually, it's a very big deal. Your windshield will protect you in an accident, and it's critical that it be installed properly to ensure your safety. At Specialty Auto Glass, their technicians are AGSC certified and will do it right. Call Specialty Auto Glass at 263-2600 and schedule your appointment today. They can even come to you with their mobile service. Specialty Auto Glass on Schweitzer Plaza Drive, just off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
There are many ways to eat McDonald's world-famous fries. Some eat both ends of the fry first, others two at a time. And some eat them so fast, they forget how they ate them.
Just do you. Treat yourself to our buy one, get one for a dollar deal. Choose from Bacon McDouble, McChicken, McDouble, or Hot and Spicy McChicken. Mix or match. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When your day one proves they're a real one by showing up with McDonald's breakfast before you even get out of bed. The friends don't let friends skip breakfast deal.
Real friends also understand if you eat their hash browns before you even drive back. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's with five options to mix and match. Sausage McMuffin, burrito, McGriddles, biscuit, or hash browns. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Everybody, welcome in again. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, but more importantly, my guests today are from Valor Christian High School right here in Sandpoint, but serving, you know, a wider area. And it's Luke Patterson. He's co-founder and board president. Dusty Smith. I want to call you a different name. I have to get over that. Anyway, Dusty Smith, he is the new principal here. And so that leads me to my first question coming back in, Dusty, and that's why have you selected to teach at a private Christian school after some years' experience in government schools?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, when I think back to graduating high school myself, I really wanted a chance to educate young people and disciple them, grow their character. And I've had a chance to do that for the last 19 years. But I think recently I've just come to see more and more that that's hard to do if you don't have the involvement of good teachers, parents, and students, and then the backing of your educational system. You know, a lot of schools talk about building character. But I think if you don't have a foundation, like Luke mentioned, that biblical worldview to go on top of, students are left wondering, well, like, why should I have good character? Why should I do these things? And, you know, recently I've thought about Jesus' parable about the sower, which is in Matthew 13, and just that idea that, you know, seeds being cast out there. And sometimes I feel like in the public education system, there's great teachers coming from Christian background who are sowing those seeds, but sometimes the return is so low. And I've just started to wonder if, you know, my resources are better given to students and families who are looking for that and
better
who want
soil.
That. Yep.
Yeah.
And will the fewer students I'm working with now have more fruit in the long run, and they'll be better equipped to go out in society and with their families and continue that. So that's my hope.
Yeah. And it just would be a lot of cooperation. You know, the school is focused, and so I think the parents coming in and the students become kind of in agreement and focused in agreement, and that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's when things really start happening. You know, looking again, Luke, at the outcome and your mission, what would you add to that for our audience to understand?
Well, let me read our mission statement. We can start there.
Okay.
Our mission, as we've written it, is to educate students in a biblical worldview to high academic standards with good character as preparation to live victorious lives as Christian adults. And it's that last part that I think that's really the outcome. We want our graduates to be victorious Christians as adults. And we've done a lot of thinking, what does that actually look like? We actually need to define that well so that we can build a program that accomplishes it. I would say there's a few kind of key points. The first one would be graduates who can think. And I believe we have many great thinkers who have shaped Western civilization, many great Christian thinkers, people like Augustine, Luther, Calvin. Most of the founders of the U.S. were Christians. There are only a few who are deists. C.S. Lewis. I mean, the list goes on. And if you ask yourself the question, why don't we have those kinds of thinkers today? I would say, well, look at the type of education that those thinkers had historically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have that. We've actually rejected a lot of those aspects and components that comprise that education. And our work at Valor is to try to bring those back in, to recover those and inculcate those in our students. I think another key point would be communication. I recognize that I am not the best communicator as an adult. And why is that? There is probably training that I could have had that would have honed that when I was young, whether that's written or verbal. We want to give our students, through practice, that ability to communicate really well when they're adults.
I love the word practice, because these are young people, and they need that practice. They need that guidance. It doesn't just happen. Like, you know, you don't intend, oh, look, I can speak. No, you are taught to express yourself, whether it's in writing, like Dusty was talking about, or verbally. Yeah, it's good. And it's something that we all need to continue to learn through our life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a couple more aspects real fast that we're trying to see in our graduates would be a work ethic. I believe that the work ethic of America is actually a Christian thing. It comes from the Christian set of presuppositions about life, and that sacrifice.
Something about if you don't work, you don't eat. I think I've read that.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like things like family, sacrifice, having a long-term vision that you're willing to sacrifice for. These are Christian things. It's more than just gratifying my whims and my desires in the moment. It's thinking longer term. We have to recover that. And I think that that's a purely Christian thing, as well as, so we're incorporating that into what we're teaching our students, that we want them to learn a biblical view of work and the value of work, the goodness of work, that work is actually a good thing, mm-hmm. and that we should use our work, whatever it is, whether that's working at home, working in business, starting a business, we can use that to bring glory to God. And then I think the final point in terms of our graduates, we want them to be leaders. And I do believe that history shows that when Christians, by and large, are leaders, it's a blessing mm-hmm. to countries, states, cities, etc. And we want to teach our students to lead well. That's a very politically incorrect thing to say. I recognize that. Yeah. But I truly believe it's true. Not that Christians don't sin and can't mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
But
And do.
Absolutely, they do. But they are admittedly beholden to God. And that has a corrective nature to it that I think we have to come back to as Americans and recognize we need people who love Jesus, who want to serve him, leading things. It's going to be better for all of us.
Yeah. That's just really good. I'm going to bring it back to you. You had started talking about some of the new classes, and Dusty, I don't know if you got to all of them, but I think our listeners would be interested now in hearing a couple of about some of the classes you have new.
Yeah. One of the classes we'll be teaching this year is a formal introduction to logic course. And that's just something that's not taught often these days, where students are actually given the tools to evaluate statements and larger bodies of text and decide if the if the arguments being made are valid and if the conclusions being derived are true conclusions. And then another class is going to be offered for the first time this year, and it's going to kind of step outside the traditional bounds of what we think of as a music course. It will cover theory and history, but it's also going to look at, for our students, what does it mean to be a Christian and partake of art? So, you know, as Christians, we're consuming music, we're consuming art. And so how do we use our worldview to look at, you know, what is good and beautiful and believe that there is an objective standard for beauty that's outside of us? And, you know, our students are going to do some singing and learn some of the traditional hymns of the Christian church down throughout history as well.
You know, listening to you gentlemen, you know, have you ever thought about having an adult class in the evening or an adult class on Saturday? Because I think it would be really good to go back in and be challenged into deeper, more profound thinking, because it's hard to find as an adult here in America. I was just thinking about this the other day, movies and just what you were talking about. It's all so superficial and not profound, and you just can scroll, and you don't go find anything, you know? So yeah. Do an adult education thing for us.
Well, we are hoping this year through our Biblical Foundations class that families that are a part of our school will have a chance to come in and sit through lectures once a month with their kids and hear what they're learning.
All adults. Do you have a spot big enough for all of us? You can think about it.
To your point, though, I think what you just said, I could sum it up as saying that there are some things that we need to recover.
Mm-hmm.
We can all look around and recognize, okay, I'm not quite as educated and shaped as I wish that I would have been by my education. And that means that we have to do something different. And so for families that recognize that and they truly want their kids to be empowered in a way and skilled and honed in a way that they are not, to consider reaching out to Valor and setting up a time to see the school. We have an interview process. We would love to talk to them.
I like that because, yes, that is a good decision point or a good thought point for parents and grandparents to consider how they feel right now in their life about their education, what they understand, and how empowered they feel they are, and do they want a different outcome or just not so different, but just better for their kids and their grandkids. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like it. Remind our audience, Luke, how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, our website is valorsandpoint.com, valor with a V, sandpoint.com. You'll be able to find a bunch of information about the school. We have frequently asked questions. We have a bunch of ways that you can contact us. Valorsandpoint.com, the best place to go.
Yeah, the website is amazing. You've got a lot of information, and you can answer a lot of questions, just people going through it. You're also located at 201 North Division, right here in Sandpoint.
That's right.
All right. That's it. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all of this information about Valor High School. I just wish you all the best.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Next week. Thank you. So next week, you want to come on back. We are going to do our best to sort out ranked choice voting. It's a confusing deal. Everybody's got a definition, but we're going to bring one forward that we think is the truth. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. And may God richly bless you, my friends.